Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, so we've all seen this in restaurants where somebody, my kids, we always took to restaurants, but we always knew right away. They knew how to behave themselves in restaurants because they spent, we always took them out and we told them they couldn't do certain things. Like get up and run around when nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, you can't do that. Or be loud and annoying.
Or that too, for that matter. And kids are going to be kids to a point, especially babies. But if the baby's crying at a restaurant, someone takes them up and walks them outside. You know, I remember distinctly my daughter. Some weird thing. We were at Outback, and the waitress bent over our booth, and her head hit the light, and the light started swinging. Now, for no reason, my daughter was probably about two. She freaked out, just totally freaked out.
She probably thought the sky was falling.
Yeah, because dust kind of flew off the lamp too, and whatever. It's nobody's fault, but she freaked out.
The lights flicker, and
no, she just bent over and hit it. And
a convulsion.
You ask. First of all, reason with a two-year-old. We've all had them. You can't do that.
No.
So we had no idea why she did that. So we got to a point that we'd go to restaurants sometimes. We'd sit down, and I'd be afraid to let her look up because if she just saw any lamp in the building, she would freak out. So one time we went to a Mexican restaurant. We were back in Pennsylvania visiting family, and she was probably about three at this time. We're sitting there. She's fine about a half hour. She sees a lamp above the booth, and she starts freaking out. I remember her crying and freaking out. So I take her, and I walk outside because I don't want her ruining everybody else's life in that restaurant.
With her nom flashbacks.
Thank you. Now, that's just one thing. But this restaurant is, what, charging $50?
Yeah.
On your bill?
Unruly kids,
if your kids get out of hand.
And they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
Georgia
should.
Restaurant.
Or should it do something?
Yeah, do something. I think that a lot of people have kids at a restaurant think that everybody loves kids, and it's fine that kid, he's just cute, running over there saying hi to that strange old lady who has nothing to do with you, trying to pay attention to her own food over there. But did somebody, I ain't paying that.
See, I agree. I don't have a problem with the concept of this, but this...
How do you randomly do it, though?
The specific incident that they're talking about in this story, I was just reading this last night, it kind of sounds like they didn't deserve it.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like, to me, they said they took some of the kids outside, and they were running around outside with adult supervision.
Like that's fine.
They're outside.
I'm just giving the parking lot.
I did say there were 11 children sitting at this table. It was a large group, but they said that...
Who won the game? That's a sporting event thing there. All right.
But they said the kids were sitting at one end of the table, and everybody was sitting at the table thought that they were actually being exceptionally well-behaved. But
people sitting at the table have their own opinion of that.
I get it.
You know, think about that. You know,
normally they're lighting things on fire.
How can they enforce your $50 surcharge?
Yeah.
Well, they put it on. I guess it's listed on the menu. It's noticed, and you know, said, hey, if you can't keep it.
Well, there were some jackasses that walked out of a $500 bill at a restaurant because it was so many people. They put the gratuity on there.
Oh yeah.
And some people didn't want that, so they just walked out.
Well,
yeah, you can't tell us what the tip. Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
I'd like to see somebody with kids who are just maniacs to walk in and be like, it will take the crazy kid. Here's 50 right, bucks, right, and then they right. just go ape ass.
Things are going to get out of control. Yeah. Oh,
we'll pay the 50 yeah, bucks, yeah. let the kid run around here. Yeah.
Well, can we get the onion rings and the unruly kids?
Yeah. If you do that, if you put the $50 surcharge, basically what you're telling
me. It better be something hardcore.
Get your
right?
money's worth.
Well, just
right.
putting it out there that you might is your way of saying, we'd rather you not bring your kids to our restaurant.
Yeah. Now, on the menu, it says adult surcharge for adults unable to parent, and then it just gives $3 signs. I don't know what
like
that means.
Like, if you had a restaurant, and then you have people that are like, dude, I'm not coming in. Last time I'm in there, they didn't say anything. These kids right. were screaming the whole time. Let's go right. somewhere else.
Yeah. That's enough.
It's no, at least incentive to watch your kids.
I get it. Right. It sucks for other people in the restaurant if there's one table with kids that are being loud or unruly or whatever. Right. You know, we've heard other stories about restaurants where they say, you know, waiters and waitresses were having problems. You know, they're coming out with a big tray of food, and then all of a sudden some kid zips in front of them, and then bang. You know,
that's worth 50 bucks.
Especially they throw it all the
yeah,
food on that people's
table.
Just pay
it, send it to the salad bar, have a winging croutons at everybody.
Yeah, this is in Georgia.
Flicking salad dressing across
obviously,
the restaurant with those ladles.
It must be a problem if they give it space on its menu.
Right.
Yeah. Again, I think that's just their way of saying we'd rather you not bring your child to our restaurant
at all.
I think you're right.
You know, that situation. Right?
And I was reading
chicken tenders are $200.
I was reading a different link to this story last night, and they said, you know, the owner was just kind of a douche about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it just like I say, it seems like they'd rather you not. He's like, well, you don't let your kids act like that in a fancy restaurant. And they're like, dude, this isn't a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. If it's a sports bar, kids are going to run around. And if it's a packed house, that's just going to happen. And it's not cool, but it's going to happen.
It gets 4.1 stars on Yelp or Google reviews.
You can trip them if you want in like in a bar.
I'm okay with that.
I like tripping kids. It is funny. Yeah.
Should have been watching them, I guess. Yeah.
You can trip them in a bar.
Yeah.
And they're running up.
Just stick your knee out just a little bit. That's all it takes. They're
Sir,
tiny.
You said watch this before you did it. It was an accident.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the actual concept. Because
I wonder how they're going to wait. I mean, first of all, you have to make that decision to put it on there, and then the poor waiter's got to walk over there, hand him the bill, and that person's going to get screamed at, you know?
Yeah. 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 I think if you actually put that on the bill, the manager or the owner, whoever, should have to deliver the bill.
Yes. Yes.
And I think you probably have to be right up front and say, look, here's your bill. And by the way, it's $50 heavy because your kids suck.
Right. But they should get some sort of warning
and
before they
throw
it on
the bill.
And if
you refuse to pay $50 for the bill, what's their recourse?
Yeah, I ban and bar you from the restaurant for life, I guess.
Yeah, but you could just pay the actual bill and leave the 50 bucks off and walk out and say, I ain't coming back. What are they going to do? They can't really come after you for the 50 bucks if you're leaving for good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth their time.
Take it out of the kid. Leave the kid there to wash dishes, man.
Yeah. Right, make the kid bring in his piggy bank.
Yeah, there you go.
You've seen kids wash dishes. They suck at it.
Yeah, they do suck at it. Right.
They don't have any idea how to wash dishes well.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Have we learned the proper way to dispose of your sex doll? We haven't gotten that call yet.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you do.
Well, the trashmen are just they just throw it in the dumpster.
But don't you put it in a bag first? But then it comes like a then you're investigated.
Right. That looks worse.
Then it does look worse.
Like a body wrapped in a bag.
Yeah, Chopped up at work. Anything about it. Burying it in the backyard would be the best place.
Yeah, or like an apartment complex dumpster. You don't want to be seen tossing that
in
there.
Yeah, but are you going to frighten anybody with, you know, severed limbs?
Roll it up in an old carpet and then run some duct tape around that.
I think you go full on, drag it out to your backyard at midnight, dig a hole, throw it in the rain, too. Remember those old videos of the rain?
Yeah.
And just dig it a hole and throw it in there and piling up and walk back in the house and wait for a neighbor to narc on you. And when they go dig it up, say, gotcha. Yeah.
You got to do it in clear view of a Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Well, see, if you know somebody who's redoing their house or their kitchen or something, like, stick it inside the walls when you're re-drywalling. Yeah.
They tell people to do that.
So that the next person who does that is breaking open that old drywall, and boom, there's a sex doll in the wall.
People do that with skeletons.
Yeah.
The fake skeleton they put in those.
Where the cabinets meet in the corner and in the kitchen, and there's that dead space behind there.
Right.
You could put, you know, stick it in there, and then they cap it with the countertops, and it's there for years. Nobody knows.
You're in for the long haul, because there's a good chance two or three generations could be dead before somebody opens that house up and finds that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a joke. You'll be dead for 50 years. I'll go, it was funny as hell. I got that guy.
Leave him a note with the sex doll. Like, hey, we didn't know what else to do with this, so we just built it into the wall. Now it's your problem.
Yeah, because she probably wouldn't decompose much.
No.
Well, that was surprising about that guy we mentioned earlier, the local guy in Papillion there that made national news, also made a
Got a mention
update.
On Weekend Update,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it did. That guy was just why didn't he just take it with him?
Well, there's also some issues there of trying to sneak out the life-size sex doll.
True, because it wasn't a crime scene. Yeah. A guy died of natural causes.
No, he was with another dude. That's why he didn't do it, because the other dude probably played by the rules.
He came back later.
Right. No, he came back later, Tom.
The other dude didn't want to bang the sex doll.
No, he came back later.
Why didn't he just take the doll someplace?
Take the doll.
Yeah. Take her out to eat.
Right, take her out. Well, clean her up first. She's already been abused.
Clean her up a little bit.
But there's no way to hide that. You can't, like, slip it in your pocket.
Yeah.
It looks like a person.
Getting the thing out of the apartment on the sly is going to be tough.
You just have to toss it over the balcony.
Yeah, but couldn't you come up with some kind of story?
A biopsy.
I think you go full.
He tried.
I'm with the funeral home. Blah blah blah. We got a blah blah blah.
He tried that, and
this guy's supposed to get buried with this doll.
Yeah. That's it. The guy requests. He's like a King Tut situation.
Yeah.
You bury everything with you, right? Put in the doll.
He wants to be in the plot next to him.
No, in the casket with him.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a weird. If that's an open casket situation, that's an odd funeral.
I'm going to that funeral. By the way, I don't care if I know them or not. I am going to the viewing. If there's a rubber doll on top of the dude.
Is it 69 in the casket?
Perfect. I'm going to that funeral.
The doll's on the bottom.
I'm high-fiving that dude, man. Yeah.
The grandpa?
The doll's on the bottom.
All you see is grandpa's legs. The bottom half is closed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, lots of questions from the kids.
Yeah.
Who's the
grandpa had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Found the one.
Well, I know he's not going to check in. We're making fun of him about 2-3 weeks now, but eventually one of us is going to run into somebody that knows that guy.
Who's probably looking for a job. It's going to be hard for that dude to find a job.
Yeah, did you put everything on your resume?
If they Google him, it's going to pop up his recent news.
Oh, I forgot about the real name being Googled. Yeah, we find swingers just on Facebook.
Well, wasn't
he charged with a crime?
What was the charge?
Yeah, there were
at least
it's a mugshot.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to jail for that?
Sodomizing some other guy's doll?
I don't think that's illegal, you know. The doll can't say yes or no.
True.
He was charged with burglary, criminal trespassing, and tampering with physical evidence.
Right. You can't break into somebody's house and bang their sex doll because you can't break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Have you been charged with a crime recently? I don't know
if banging the sex doll is...
Can he say he didn't do it?
Aggravating circumstances.
Did they swab that doll for semen?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They probably found more than one badge, I'm sure. Yeah. Because that was a doll's apartment, so it must be the other guy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was also the dead guy's apartment.
That's what I mean. And did the dead guy loan it out?
Yeah, the county crime lab was called into the scene collecting fingerprints from the kit in particular. Investigators were also planning to request DNA samples from the dolls.
That's another one.
That's gross.
That's a call we're going to get, never going to get, is have you ever shared your sex doll?
Yeah, okay. That's tough.
Say the guy did. Say the dead guy did share the sex doll with a random buddy of his. His buddy used it, blah, 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 returned it, no big deal. And then he finds out. He's totally innocent in this situation. Mm-hmm. And he finds out they're swabbing that doll. Because the guy that busted in has seen if he did it. And they're going to go, there's a third one in here. Who's this? And this guy goes, man, that was like a month ago.
We won't get this call either.
Right. But I mean, that guy's drug into something. He has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
I guarantee you, there's been a situation where a bunch of losers run a train.
No,
a bunch of losers run a train on a sex doll.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's happened.
Or college kids.
Do you guys want to hang out again tonight?
Or college kids. You're not necessarily losers, you know, because they'd run a train on a regular person.
So they might just do that on the couch.
Yeah.
Depending on how horny you are.
Yeah. You're 18 to 22 and it's laying there looking all sexy.
Like, why don't girls ever come over here?
At 23, you would never be caught dead doing that.
Okay, no, we got an update from the guy who... give us the polyamorous situation he was in. Earlier, we had a guy who's, he explains it here. I'll read it quickly. Thanks for reading my message. Maybe I can shed some light on a few things if you're interested. First off, lots of different dynamics possible for polyamory, though there are some behaviors that many people consider unethical. There's also the wider term of ethical non-monogamy that encompasses things like swinging and open relationships. In my personal dynamic, I have a wife and two girlfriends. They all date, all have partners as they see fit, but none of them are physically involved with each other. All good friends, though. Although scheduling can be challenging, it helps if everyone gets along. Like I've mentioned, I've enjoyed your show for many years and actually contacted you a couple of times about similar issues. Thanks again. Let me know if you ever need more information from a polyamorous perspective.
We don't have much time to break this down. Maybe we should do more tomorrow. But so he's got a wife and two girlfriends, and he sees all them sexually also, too, but they don't. Do the two girlfriends have others as well? Does his wife have another?
Everybody sounds like everybody's dating.
Yeah, everybody's dating everybody.
Or this sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier that way. If nobody's
somebody's willing to have sex with you every night, maybe or every other.
But
night.
If everybody's together though, how do you even order pizza?
Yeah.
I don't want onion. Is that have mushrooms on it?
But if there's no expectation of being,
I hate that Nick too.
Perfectly committed to anybody, and you know that everybody's banging somebody else, then I guess it's easier. Maybe.
His wife's seen somebody else too.
It sounds like she's allowed to. Yeah.
And so are his girlfriends. His girlfriends are seeing other people too.
And I assume that he gets to see other people as well.
Yeah.
Is that easier if you just go into it with chlamydia?
Well, you know what's on the pizza is penicillin.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's always half penicillin.
Sign of penicillin.
Sure. Sign of penicillin right there.
I think they actually put that in the stuffed crust. Now.
I don't think he wants to talk to us anymore.
No, probably not. I mean, who could blame him?
No. Unless I'm sure they're all protecting themselves.
Who could have seen it going off the rails?
Right.
Yeah. We're nothing if not serious around here.
You could say chlamydia could happen to the best of people.
Even statistically, if there's five people, somebody's got it.
Somebody's getting chlamydia eventually. Right?
Okay. I thought that was herpes.
All right, well.
Anyway, you might not call tomorrow.
Be careful out there.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.